Blog Talk Radio.
The call is going to be a great call. And this morning's call came from, you know, we've just finished out the month of June. We've just finished out the first six months of this year. And one of the things that Sylvie and I love to do is to look back on what it is that we've accomplished, who we've become, and really what's gone on in our lives. And it's an opportunity for growth. It's not just an opportunity for idle chatter, but it's really interesting. One of the perspectives and one of the things that came really alive for Sylvie and I, and we've noticed this, particularly when we get the opportunity to mentor over 20 different people. And we put in 1 hour per week with these people, and what do we see? We see growth. You can see people growing. And I want you to listen to this call. I want you to truly hear it. Because there was a pivotal time in my life where truly this did make a difference. In the United Kingdom, there used to be an ad that ran. And I'm not sure if this ad was actually put on by a church, actually, because I don't believe it was a financial situation. But it talked about when you have few resources in your life. And it talked about people that perhaps had lost a job or somebody that had lost a friend or somebody that had challenges within their lives. And it talked about that those challenges seemed insurmountable when the resources that you had felt depleted or you were feeling small within yourselves. Now, what the message that they were saying was, let go and let God, reach out for help, but reach out and grow. And they were talking about something that was different, but it really did have an impact upon me because I really thought about it. It is true. It's not just the challenges that we face. It's how big do they feel in comparison to us. It's all to do with perspective. It's all to do with how strong do we personally feel ourselves. It's all to do with how resourceful do we feel ourselves. It's all to do with our confidence, our sense of certainty. It's all to do with, and a lot to do with, our experiences. Because we can talk and look back, and this is what Sylvie and I were doing over the weekend. You know, you can look back to when you were a teenager. You can look back to when you were an early adult. And you can pick out challenges that at the time seemed insurmountable. I mean, on all levels, physically, financially, emotionally. Think about your first relationship when you had a challenge there, when you first began to deal with the emotional challenges or became aware of them or something with somebody else. You're going, wow, my life's going to end. I just can't handle this. And today you can look back and perhaps you can even get a smile from it, say, wow, how much have I grown? And you've seen how much you've overcome and what you can do. And that's the same in so many different areas in life. Whether it was a financial challenge, you know, you were trying to save up to buy a bike at one time and think, wow, that is so huge. And then many of you have gone on to make bigger purchases like cars or gone on to make bigger purchases like homes. The truth is, it's all to do with our perspective. And the reason that I'm saying that is this. You know, we've heard many people share, Jim Rohn's got a classic, do not wish that life is easier, wish that you get better. And sometimes we just listen to that, but we don't truly hear it. The reality is that we can make anything that we want to have happen in our lives by getting better. No matter your current rate of or your current level of personal growth, you have more potential than you've ever could develop in a lifetime. In fact, inside every one of us is everything that we need in order to become better. So let's have a look at this. This is one of the things we're talking about here today is, how do we grow? Well, one of the ways that we grow is we take responsibility for what's going on in our lives. And at some point, every person that's become very successful, they had a moment, or maybe it was multiple moments, but they had a moment in which they truly understood that they could take on responsibility, not feel it as guilt, but as an opportunity for growth. And I want you, as you go through your day today, to be aware of this. Because people that are on the losing side of that equation, they give up the opportunities for growth. Now, how do they do that? Well, do you find yourself throughout the course of the day blaming others? We all will have challenges. We will all have unforeseen circumstances. Perhaps in the day we have today, but definitely in anything big that we want to do for ourselves. Because if you're going to create something new in your life, guess what? You're going to go down a path you've never been down before. By going down this path, you're going to meet obstacles. You're going to meet challenges. You're going to meet problems. You're going to encounter things that were unexpected. And your ability then to problem solve, in other words, your ability, not only your ability, your confidence will dictate what path you're willing to go down for how long, but your ability to problem solve them. In fact, successful people look and say the bigger the problem, the bigger the check on the other side, the bigger the opportunity that exists on the other side. But people that are on the losing side of that equation, what do they tend to do during the day? And this is the one that we're going to talk about just for a minute here. You know, I want you to think about when you come to a situation that's unforeseen, do you start blaming others? Or do you start saying, oh, these were circumstances that were outside of my control? Now, we can all acknowledge that something was outside of our control, but we can ask ourselves, what can I learn from this? What could I perhaps have done for better preparation? It's one that we learned when we're younger, when your parents have said, well, maybe you could have set off a little earlier and you could have got here on time if you had built into your plan a little bit of wiggle room. Wow, that's something I could learn here. Another one is people go through justification all the time. In other words, they justify their situation in so many different ways. You know, if only I've had that education, if only I didn't have, if the weather hadn't been the way it was, or whatever it is. Or maybe it's complaining. In other words, they complain about what happened instead of taking the time and looking and saying, what can I learn from what just happened? So as you go through the day today, what are you doing when you blame, when you justify, when you complain, when you do all these other things that we do, really giving our opportunity for growth? Even if you look at the situation, you could say, you know what, there was very little that I could do. But just look for what is the opportunity for learning. Where is the opportunity for growth? Because remember what Jim Rohn said. Do not wish that life gets easier. Wish that you get better. You're giving up your opportunities for getting better when you blame somebody else, when you justify it, when you're complaining, when you're doing all these things. What you can do is growth comes through a strategy. One of the most important strategies is understand that you're responsible for what happens in your life. You don't take it on as guilt. You take it on as an opportunity for growth. So when everything that happens, both good and things that you don't wish to have happen, you literally stop. Because then you say to yourself, wow, what is it that I can learn from here? But it'll do another thing. Once you get into the habit of that, you'll stop reacting to circumstances. You'll stop being a victim that says all these set of circumstances were randomly happening in our lives. And you can say, it doesn't matter what unfolds out before me. I know that I can breathe in deeply, that I can stop, that I can look at this situation and say, what can I learn? And through being in control of that process, instead of reacting and responding, I can come up with creative solutions to make it happen. Even if I can't, I'll learn from the situation, so the next time it does, I'll be able to walk by it, step over it, and make it happen. This is the learning that we want to have happen from today.
And, you know, Garrett, as we were talking about this, and just as you were talking right now, I was just envisioning, you know, it's so true when you talk about, if you were to put just a metaphor around it, the size of the obstacle depends on the size of the person. And if you were to look at it, you were to look at, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, if you were looking at a challenge that is recurring in your life or that comes up every so often in your life, and maybe it's, you know, a 3 on a scale of 1 to 10, if you're somebody who over that course of time has figured out a way to take responsibility for the parts of it that are yours and overcome it and grow through that process, if you're, you know, and again, this is just a metaphor, this isn't a value judgment, but you're, say, a 7, then that problem that's a size 3 doesn't feel like too much. It feels like something, you know, you can overcome. It's not a biggie. If you, on the other hand, are at this point in your personal development so far that you're a 1 or a 2, that problem that's a size 3 feels, like you were saying, insurmountable. It can feel like it's a big problem. And that's why we grow, because life is full of obstacles and challenges. That goes with the territory. Life isn't just an easy lark that we all go through and there's never any challenges or situations that come up. Life is actually here to help us grow. life is actually here to help us become better and to help us develop into the kind of person that is going to be strong, that's going to be powerful, that's going to have that ability. And so as we develop and we become, say, a 7, an 8, and become that kind of person through our own development, that problem that was a size 3 or size 4 feels like not much. It feels like something that we can get through, and without even thinking about it too much, just step over it. And it's, Garrett, I know it's one of those things as we look back in our lives, it's something that's why you become better. That's why, you know, you don't stay small in order to not have challenges, because that strategy ain't going to work. That strategy, the challenges will still be there, but you'll still be a size 1 or 2 or 3, and those challenges that are a 7 or 8 or larger challenges are still going to come up. You want to be ready for them.
And the idea is very simple, is to go through your day mindfully.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, to go through your day with an awareness. The truth is, so many of us move into comatose mode. In other words, we go through our day in such a matter of routine that our growth stays stagnant. We get used to, we don't even realize how much is a part of our second nature. It became just go, I'm stopped by that. Not even think about the fact I'm stopped by that, and just go, I'm stopped here, and you go and look elsewhere as opposed to looking for a solution to get around it, over it, through it, or whatever it is. There's so much of what we do becomes mindless. We don't realize how quickly we move into blame mode, how quickly we move into justification mode. And these are stories that are so well developed, they actually come up in our mind without us even really having to put much effort into it. And out came the blame, out came the justification, out came the complaining. You know, Benjamin Franklin put it so beautifully. He said, "He that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else." Listen to what he just said. He said, he that is good for making excuses is seldom good for anything else. Awareness creates responsibility. Through this call here, we can become aware. You know, one of the greatest mentors that I had in life, you know, he talked about taking an elastic band, putting it on your wrist, and if you're looking to learn something in your day, just put that on your wrist, and when you go into blame mode, you go, oh, you notice that? Pop the elastic ones. Now, what is that? That's a physical activity that actually just makes you more aware of that. And ask yourself, how many times today did you blame, did you justify, did you complain? Because understand that's giving up responsibility. It's giving away the opportunity for learning, when we should be going out there and looking for every opportunity we can for learning. And then through the learning, make the adjustment which gives us the growth. And I love the way Diane Tice said it. She said, that growth gives us longer legs for bigger strides so we can move faster and get over more and more quickly. What a great metaphor. You can just see those longer legs for longer strides, and literally nothing gets in your way. You can just pop over something with great ease. You can move with great ease. You can move with great speed. You can do it graciously. So what is the action step for today? The action step for today is to become aware, to become mindful instead of mindless. As we go through our day of every opportunity, whether it's the traffic that we meet, the weather that we have, the chance encounter with that person, whatever it is, let's look for the opportunity for growth. Let's not move into the normal pattern of blame, not move into the normal pattern of justification, not move into the normal pattern of complaining. Let's become problem solvers. Let's look for the opportunity for growth. Let's look for the opportunity to solve that problem, and we can go out there and make that happen. And you can use this in every area of your life, and I want you today to use it also in addition in another area in growing your business with Accelerate. Look for an opportunity for growth, both for yourself and if you have a team, for somebody else on your team. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Lead by example. Show the world that we can take personal responsibility. We can let go and let God. We can become bigger and we can grow, and we can go out there and make it happen. We love every single one of you. We're proud of the growth that you're all going through, and we're all going through together. We always want to be twice the students as we ever are the teacher. We just love all of you and look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow. Cheers, everybody.
Have a positive day, Garrett.
Well, you know, it's funny as Garrett's going into this week and into Monday talking about focusing on where you're at, looking at the obstacles, realizing that all they are little roadblocks. And a lot of the times what I do when I'm starting to get that, oh man, why do I have to go through this again? I turn on the news, or I'll look around the town and read the newspaper and realize, you know, there's so many other people out there with larger obstacles, larger problems than mine. I'm reminded over the weekend of the serial killer that's over in South Carolina, and I watched this little 15-year-old girl that had passed away, her dad had died, and I realized, you know, it doesn't matter what my obstacle looked like. My kids are healthy. My kids are alive. My family's doing good. And even though, you know, there may be some little hiccups along the way, it made me appreciative of what God's given me. And I think we need to look at that. And the same thing rings true, like Garrett said, with business. You know, you may not be growing at the speed you want to grow, but you don't look backwards and say, oh, man, all those people said no. You look forward and say, who's the next person I can talk to that will say yes? Who can I share my message with? And I realized this Sunday in church, as a lady came up to me and said, Troy, I know you're an authority on network marketing because I've been reading your Facebook page. Can you guide me to a good travel company because I want to get into a travel business? You know, and it just shows that if you stay focused, move forward, that your business is going to grow. And I've seen that with Matt. Matt, because you and I are so close, I see you on Facebook. I see you out there growing your business. I know you're not letting any of the smoke set under your butt. You're going to be focused for September. Give us a rundown, man, on where you're going this week, because I know you're stoked.
Absolutely. Well, you saw my Facebook post starting just after the holiday and this morning again. It's going to be a huge week, setting my goals, driving business while others are idle due to summer, starting now for September, boom. And that's what my top networker mentors have taught me over the years, because I used to be that same guy. About a week or 2 weeks before a holiday, I started to slow down, and it would take 2 weeks or 3 weeks after the holiday to build up, especially coming in to November. I mean, I know we're skipping ahead, but especially with coming in November, Thanksgiving holiday, then it used to take, you know, 5 weeks off till Christmas, and then it took another couple weeks coming into January. By February 1st, I was rolling again. What I learned is you lose momentum. And actually, right now, in the summertime, if you're out there doing internet marketing or any type of marketing, and people are looking right now, those are the most motivated, hungry people, because they're not in vacation mode. They want it bad. And you're going to find some high-quality people that are going to help you launch into September. And why do I say September? Because typically in September, the kids go back to school. Moms or single parents or parents, you know, that were taking care of the children all summer are looking for something to do. And you can really build massive momentum heading into September, and then heading up through the holidays, and then, of course, we get the January boom, and again, that same cycle. Don't stop around Thanksgiving. Keep going. Anyway, that's what I've learned. I think you agree with that philosophy.
Oh, dude, I'm 100% agreeing with that, and I'm just thinking something that you said about the summertime. You know, the recession here in America, and I know you guys in Canada are not going through near what we're going through, but the recession's not going to take the summer off either, man. So there are people out there that are going to be losing their jobs or fearful of losing their jobs, who are looking for a new plan A. You know, guys, we got to get out of our mindset about this plan B crap. People aren't looking for a plan B. They're looking for a plan A. They want to take control of their lives 100% of the time, not 50% of the time. So that's a big focus. John, I know you were just coming off the holiday, and it meant a lot to you, too, because of your military background. Give us a rundown, man. What do you got cranking this week to make sure there's no obstacles or roadblocks, that you're just moving your business forward?
Well, first and foremost, I'm always going to be twice the student as I would be a teacher. You know, I'm still extremely new to this industry. So what I'm doing right now for my sake is, like, I read books that are going to help my personal development. I read books that are going to help me that show me a way to, you know, I guess you guys can pretty much identify with this, and I'm going to share. I get tons of roadblocks, and I get tons of mental roadblocks. You know, I sit there and I catch myself. You know, I actually finally have trained myself in the last 6 months to sit there and go, okay, somebody said no. Oh, God. Somebody said no. Whoa, wait a second. Wait a second. You know, and I've realized that's an awesome thing, that if you can realize that someone's saying no, but then you catch yourself, I've noticed how much I've grown right then and there. So what I do now is it doesn't stop me. I talk to other people, and I just keep talking. And the more and more you practice what you've been reading, and everything that you draw in is your own philosophy from people who are extremely prolific. I mean, Les Brown's a great one out there.
Oh,
you got Bob Proctor. You know, you, Troy, yourself. I mean, I've been reading up on your page to see how you've been doing everything. Matt, I always look at your Facebook profile, and that gives me encouragement. When I sit there and I set my ego aside, especially after, you know, for me, I guess I'm real proud of my service, just like anybody else would be in the military. And I sit there and I get, you know, you kind of get on a soapbox. And I'm learning that soapbox can kind of overflow into other areas of your life where you still have to understand if you're new to something, there's a lot to learn, and you got to continue on to keep focusing. So what I do now is when I find myself in that roadblock, I go right back to the people like you, like Jim, like Matt, and I get myself back on track again. I predict for myself with everything that's going on, with the way of thinking that I'm training myself, in 1 year, even less than a year, there's no question in my mind I'm going to be a diamond for our company. But the main focus is I'm going to have three people who are diamonds underneath me because it's going to change their lives. And seeing their lives change is going to change my life as well. And I appreciate you guys keeping me pumped. I love it.
Well, you know, something you bring up is the obstacles and the roadblocks. And I'm going to give three different movies as suggestions for people to see. And I'm going to give a little bit of background on them so that you know which one you might want to go. The first one's Cannonball Run. It's a comedy. It's got Burt Reynolds, Dom DeLuise. Listen, if you want to find out what it takes to overcome roadblocks, watch that movie. It's just a good, hilarious movie. The second one that I would suggest, if you're a little bit more action-packed but you want to watch it with your spouse, would be Gone in 60 Seconds. It's a cool movie, and you notice these are all cars because we're talking about obstacles and roadblocks. It's a great way to find out what a group of tight-knit team can do in a 24-hour period to get their objectives done. And the third one is called Death Race. And Death Race is about a dad who wants to protect his baby girl. It's a lot more rough. It's a lot more action-packed. But you'll see the obstacles are a lot more dangerous in that movie that he has to overcome. And both Matt and John said something here, guys. You're going to get obstacles. There's no way around that. I don't care what anybody tells you about trying to always think positive and don't focus on that and don't think about that. Look, the reality is we have two types of emotions, and they run on fear and they run on faith. And every now and then, the strongest people in history had that small inkling of fear. And that sometimes that fear is what keeps you grounded. It's what makes you realize, you know what, I'm human. I'm not part of the Transformers. I'm not part of the Fantastic Four. I do have a little bit of human nature to me, but what I need to do is stay focused on my objective, stay focused on my outcome. You know, there's a great TV series called Ice Truckers, and it shows what some of these guys driving 18-wheelers do as they go across the frozen Arctic Ocean.
That's a crazy show.
Oh, it is a crazy show, but I look at this, there's nothing can get in your way, Matt. If you just focus on what that objective is, you'll find a way around the obstacles.
Well, I'm noticing, being in the beginning, it's just, for my point of view, I'm starting to understand now that when an obstacle hits, Troy, the door shuts right in my face. It slams right then and there. But all I really have to do take one step back, and I know that sounds crazy. You guys, you don't really like hearing a step back, but when you look to your left or your right, there's two open doors. It's always there.
Hey, for every failure comes with an equivalent success, and stepping back is absolutely we don't not want to hear it, John. That's exactly what we want to hear because that's a success principle, and it's large. So you're hitting a nail right on the head, my friend. Sorry to interrupt, but if I didn't, my ADHD would have sent me somewhere else.
That's no problem. It's just that's what I've been noticing. From someone who's very new in this business, as long as you know where you're going, the how and the why will show up automatically. Because it's so funny. I've noticed that. There's people who have said no to me where I was sure they were going to say yes. And the people who say no, the people who I thought would say no, they say yes. So you really don't know which way anything's going to go. All you have to do is just make sure you keep your sails set in the direction you wish to go.
Well, John, let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard that? Those who you think will, won't. Those who you think won't, will. So what? Next.
Exactly.
Troy, can you finish that complete statement?
Well, the way I've always heard it and the way I've always said it is some will, some won't. So what? Next.
Yeah, okay, there you go. There you go.
You don't,
awesome.
And Matt's dead on that, guys. You don't worry about who will, who won't. Just crank it forward and keep going.
Sifting and sorting. Professional networkers do it's a sifting and sorting process. It's not a selling and telling process. And that's all it is ask questions, You know, and that's one of the things, too, folks, is huge. You've got to ask questions and then sit back and listen. Let the person talk. And, you know, I learned from Garrett, and I hadn't done it before I met Garrett, and I was still successful, and I became even immensely successful when I learned and listened to Garrett. But he listens and asks questions in regards to what the person's looking for, takes notes, and then as you go back and you recap the questions you just asked and the answers you just asked, you mold your opportunity right into the person, and you sign them up.
Right.
You know, that you're dead on. And something else, guys, that we all need to realize, everybody on the call today that's listening and in the archives, when you hear the word no, no usually means that you've not built enough trust or you've not answered enough questions.
It means not yet.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just the way it is. It doesn't matter if it's in a relationship, if it's in business or what it is. If you will take the time to build the relationship, build the trust, answer the questions down the road, you know, it will be a win-win. I've got a great friend of mine who's a trainer in this industry. She's dynamite. And I remember one day I looked at her and I was going through her leads list because she happened to be buying leads from me at my company, and we were going through her autoresponder. And I called her on the phone and said, man, you got this one lead in here that's like 25, 26 months old. Do you want to get rid of it? And she said, absolutely not. And she said, Troy, let me tell you a story. She goes, 24 months ago, I called this guy, and he said, look, I'm a Hot Rocks attorney out of Canada. I don't have time for this network marketing thing. But, you know, if you want to keep sending me stuff, go ahead, but I'm probably not going to do anything. On the 25th month, he called her on the phone, said, I lost my business. I'm not an attorney anymore. I'm looking for something different. You know, let's talk. A year after that, he was earning six figures in Excel Communications. So you don't know how long it's going to take just to drip, 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 every now and then call. I know Garrett had to call Matt a million times. Jim Gilhouse has called me I don't know how many times. You know, guys, you'd never take no unless they just flat out say, I hate your guts, don't ever call me again. And I've never had that in my 27 years in this business.
No, I've never had that yet either. Matter of fact, you know, John just said, you know, you step back and two more doors open, and timing is everything, folks. Just because a person says no, it means not yet. What's going on in their life, what's going on in their everyday life right now may not be good. Maybe things are flying. Maybe they are, you know, they're making a lot of money, but all of a sudden, 2 weeks later, they get the pink slip, and you call 2.5 weeks later, and the doors are open, and they're looking, and they're hungry. And that's what it comes down to.
Well, you know, you've got it, Matt. And it's funny because I live in a town where we've got all types of entrepreneurs. Some live out of town, some live in town. But every one of them, when I go into a restaurant, when I go into a retail shop, when I go into a surf shop, when I just go into just about any company on this island, every one of them will tell me about their education. And none of them have a degree in what they're doing. When they realized, man, I'm following somebody else's dream, and they started following their own, all of a sudden they got excited. And, guys, the same thing rings true in network marketing. If you're on this call today and you're listening to us, you need to realize it doesn't matter what you've done in the past. If you're hungry to be somebody, if you're tired of just being an average, everyday person, and you say, I'm going to go change the destiny of my family, I'm going to go change my outcome in my lifestyle, the network marketing can truly be that vehicle for you. It may not be a company that John or Matt or myself is involved in, but you will find a company if you search and you look at what's out there and you find a legitimate, absolute company who is building it and doing it right and have something good for the people. I guarantee you, you will change your life and your family's life. John, we got 55 seconds. Why don't you close it out for us?
Hey, guys. Look, we just had an awesome 4th of July declaring our independence for every single thing, all the blood, sweat, and tears that America has gone through to get to this point. Yeah, the economy is not in a great situation, but it's all about how you choose to look at it. Just get up. Challenge yourself. Don't challenge anybody else, but challenge yourself, because yourself is the only thing that's going to stop you from doing anything you want to do in this life. Every single day is not a right. It is a gift. So take advantage of it. God bless every single person on this call. We all love you. and just love yourself and continue to carry on and just challenge yourself to be better. Just challenge yourself to be better. Thank you so much, everybody. God bless, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Everybody have a
great
day.
All of you guys. Thanks, John. Thanks, Troy. Love you guys.
All right, guys. Bye-bye now.
Have a great day.
All right, man. Take care.